proving once again that we'll do anything for a dollar. This is the Extra Extra Funny Podcast with TJ and Riggins.
Do anything for a dollar.
A dollar a holler.
What was that? That's because you got paid for this one, Riggins.
Yeah, this is a pay service.
I gotcha.
Look at that. What were we just talking about before we started Extra Extra Funny?
What you were doing on Friday and Saturday?
No, I mean off the air, off the show. Oh, that was it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
No. No. That wasn't it.
You're wrong.
Oh. You had a busy weekend.
Yeah, I did. Two appearances, and recording a podcast. We didn't go anywhere, though, like running around Saturday like we normally do with little friend Jenny and handsome husband Michael, because her parents were in town and she was entertaining them.
From Nebraska?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was expecting to hear from you on Saturday. I figured you would be out bouncing around. It was a beautiful weekend.
No, Jody wanted to get the fall decorations put up, and I wanted to watch some football.
Yeah.
And that was it.
Nice little Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
LSU did not play?
Nope.
Thought about you. I was like, oh, man, there's not even a game this weekend. That sucks.
Oh, is it like a bye week?
Yeah. Yeah. I think they play Ole Miss this week, so that'll be a big one.
Ooh.
Yeah. But, you know, just kind of chilling around, you know, no big deal. Nothing. I got a Chinese food Saturday.
Ooh.
I've been craving it, so I finally got it.
You have been talking about that for weeks. Mm-hmm.
What'd you end up getting?
Just a sesame chicken.
Okay.
That's all I got.
You have a good place near you?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And just so happened that a boy was out running around. He met his friends for lunch and whatnot. And I said, hey, on your way home, pick us up some Chinese. And I said, you just ate, though. And he goes, well, I mean, I can get it and eat it later.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. So I asked Jody if she wanted anything. And she goes, you getting it now? This was like, you know, 1:30, and I knew he wouldn't be picking it up until 2. And she goes, you getting it now? I said, yeah, you're the one that brought it up earlier about getting Chinese today. And she goes, well, I mean, I didn't know you were getting it now. I mean, I'm not hungry now. I said, well, then by the time he picks it up and gets it here, you may be. I can eat it later. Just fine. Just get me, you know, sesame chicken and combo. I said, okay. He walked in with it. He said, hey, I'm home with your food. I got up, went downstairs to the kitchen, and I started unpacking it. And Jody had already gotten in it, and she was ready to eat hers.
Oh see? Look at there.
Maybe I just had to see it.
Yeah, and smell it.
Yeah.
No, Tina's just a prophet. He knew. Yeah,
it's just that whatever I do has to be wrong. The initial reaction has to be wrong for her to... You know, her initial reaction is like, I've done something wrong.
Right.
And then when it turns out that I didn't, and I say, you see, I was right. You were hungry. You needed to get food now. She would have gone, toot, toot. That's what she always said. You're blowing toot, your toot. Own horn.
That's what's happened.
No, I just figured I would eat it while it's fresh. I'll just force it down because I'm not hungry right now. That's what she would have said.
It's better fresh.
So do you skip dinner if you ate at 2:30 or 2 p.m.? Like, where does dinner not happen now, or this was like a late lunch?
This was kind of like Lenner, we call it. And so, but I just, later on, I ate some, you know, just snacked on some things.
Okay.
Like, we were watching TV and we had popcorn.
Okay.
No, wasn't hungry. You eat, you know, a bunch of sesame chicken and fried rye.
Yeah.
You're not going to be ready to tank up on a pizza later,
right?
A couple hours later.
Disagree. Mm.
But that was a good experience, you know, being able to travel over to China to get some of their delicious cuisine.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Worth it.
And you know what else boy can do now? I haven't had him do it yet. He can bring beer home. Ooh. If I'm out of beer.
What?
Yeah, because he's 21.
Oh, my goodness. Mm-hmm. When did that happen? 21?
Yeah, in June.
What?
Mm-hmm.
Incredible. Incredible.
I know. He doesn't drink. He's never had any alcohol or anything. And that's why I feel bad about asking him to pick it up.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not, I mean, I'm not asking him to drink it.
Right.
Just asking him to buy it and bring it home.
No that, harm in that.
Is that how you fit? I'm not asking you to drink it, little bitch. Well,
no, but he said before, I don't mind. I mean, it's not like I'm drinking it. I don't mind buying it.
I love that he doesn't drink. I love that.
He does a ton of whippets, but he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Mm-hmm.
He's all about some cocaine.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll open up an empty beer can and flatten it out and snort cocaine off of it. Stop. But here is a great story that y'all will enjoy. And this is mild compared to stories of this nature that we've had on the show in years past. But a 28-year-old man from Arizona named Jesse Johnson, I'm guessing his friends call him JJ.
That makes sense.
Has been arrested after allegedly hiding under women's vehicles at a car wash so he can what, Riggins?
Something to do with their feet?
Lindsay? I can
look up their skirts.
Oh, yeah.
Rob?
Put a tracker on them.
Just so he could stare at their feet.
Oh, it is. Oh, yeah.
You're right. Mm-hmm.
Under the car.
Yep.
He's a good sign.
He parked next to the women who were vacuuming their vehicles, get out and crawl under the cars and remain there for several minutes. He then slipped back out when they were done vacuuming and pretend like he was working on his car, cleaning a tire or something. But he was quick enough that he never got run over. But at least one woman caught him in the act. She said, at one point, I saw his head pop out of the driver's side looking up at me.
No.
And then he was also on surveillance cameras. And now he's facing charges of voyeurism and disorderly conduct. And he knew what he was doing. Apparently he has a, quote, history of similar offenses, end quote. So.
I love that.
Couldn't. And I went on and looked up some other stories. But I said in prior arrests, he admitted that. He has this, he finds women's feet to be arousing and he can't control himself. Wow. So.
Now, do you only do that in the summer? Because
they're, I would guess if you can't see their feet because they're wearing boots or, or full shoes, wouldn't work.
Right. The summer is like paradise to him.
Yeah.
Finally.
That's why I don't understand.
The summer's here.
I don't understand why a foot freak, if it's that strong of an urge. Why you wouldn't just go to a water park every day?
Yeah. Good point.
It's true.
Yeah.
Because you're risking them wearing tennis shoes. Did they work out? Like, you can't see them. Water park, they're all barefoot.
Just everywhere.
Does he just get upset with them if they're wearing actual shoes? You just hear, boom!
Yeah.
I don't know, but I mean, this.
What now, a freak.
We had a story one time about a guy from Oklahoma who would be in the Walmart parking lot and see women go in the store and then get under their cars and wait for them to come out. And when they were putting their stuff in the car that they had bought, he would lick their feet.
Yeah.
I mean, that's way worse, obviously. Yeah,
this guy was just looking.
Yeah. And then this woman said that she, you know, at first I thought it was like a cat under my car or something. And so she saw him and screamed, and then he just took off running across the parking lot.
Holy.
That's wild. Oh, my gosh.
Lick a stranger's foot. But this guy, you can just hear it. He's like, what did I do? What's the crime?
Yeah.
I was under your car. I didn't do nothing.
I can look, not touch. Yeah.
I didn't touch you.
So that's voyeurism, looking at somebody when they're not aware of it. I wonder how that works.
In a sexual way, I guess.
That's a crime? Something. Voyeurism?
Yes.
That's what they charged him with.
Then I'd be, every time I looked at Lindsay. They didn't charge me with a crime. Voyeurism. Think about what I want to do.
How dare you?
Yeah.
But she knows that you're looking at her.
Right.
This
woman didn't know.
Yeah, and you welcome it.
Yeah. I mean, if he compliments my feet, then maybe I'm more accepting of it. Yeah, like, thank you.
Even if he's under your car at a car wash, you look down and his head pops up. He goes, hey, I'm sorry to bother you. I wasn't even going to let you see me, but I just wanted to tell you. I think you have pretty feet.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Thank you.
Oh, my gosh. Or I like your toenail polish color. Oh, my God.
Are you serious right now?
Yeah.
I wasn't sure of this one.
Nice fall choice.
Yeah.
Was this an old guy or a young guy?
28.
Oh, no. And I pictured
nice
him
looking,
old.
And nice looking.
Hold really?
On. Let me find his mugshot.
I gotta see this.
Yeah.
28, you're that into feet? 28 was like the height of my, you know.
Existence.
Existence, yeah. Yeah. Sexually or otherwise. Right. But to be that into feet at such a young age is odd.
And to clean be attractive.
This, clean this guy up a little bit. Is he not a nice looking fellow?
He can get a date that will show him her feet.
Yeah,
but the date can't show him a bunch of women's feet.
That's true.
That's why you go to the car wash and just sit there and wait.
Man.
That's upsetting.
I wonder what kind of feet he liked. Does he like a, because we've heard from people that like clean, small feet, but then there's guys that are like the stepping in dirt and mud. I like a dirty foot.
Or like long toenails. You hear that? Ugh. Gross. Ugh. Yeah.
Or those, you know, we had that day where they had that survey of the foot freaks and what they like, what type of foot they like best. And the peasant foot was number one.
What is it?
It's where the first, like the big toe, the second toe and the middle toe are close to the same size. And then the fourth toe drops back some, and then the pinky toe is way back.
That's a peasant.
Yeah, they call that the peasant.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I don't know why that they like that the best.
There's so many things going on with Lindsay's.
Oh, no. I'm sorry. It was the money maker. Like, which ones make the most money on OnlyFans and whatever those other sites are called.
Yeah. And it's the peasant feet that makes the most money.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy. Mm.
But what, Riggins? I'm sorry.
There's so many things going on with Lindsay's feet. There that either no one would like them, or there's going to be one guy that's like, this is the perfect foot.
I want to know someone that would like it. I mean, I don't want to post a picture of them. Mm-hmm.
But what, bunions, crooked toe?
A crooked second toe going to the right.
mangled up.
Yeah.
What else? I mean,
it's just those two things that come off the top of my head. But, like, there's going to be one guy that's like, I've just always, this is the perfect combo.
Yeah.
Like pepperoni and sausage on a pizza. Like, it's just perfect. The wonky toe and the
wonky toe is on a different foot than the bunion. So the bunion's on one, and then the wonky. I mean, I technically have bunions on both, but the dramatic bunion is on one.
Oh my God, you're such a dramatic bunion.
Okay, dramatic bunion. Could we make an anonymous Reddit account and post on the Reddit for feet and see if people like your feet?
Sure.
But nobody has to know who made it.
I don't want to read the comments because it's going to upset me.
But what if they're really good? If they're like, this is exactly what I was
doing. Then I'm super happy about it. So, yeah.
I'll work on that.
I mean, would you be super happy about a guy that's like that is turned on by the most mangled up?
Yeah. You know? I think I would. I think I just need someone to compliment my feet, you know?
Yeah, as long as you know there's somebody out there that's into this.
Yeah.
You're not done.
Yeah. Good. And they're not that bad. I mean, I'm dramatic about it because I think it's funny, but they're not that bad. I mean, you don't look at my feet and you're not like, I'm going to throw up. Mm. But they're not perfect feet by any means.
What size are you?
That's another issue we should have said. I have a big foot. I'm like a 9, 9.5 now. I mean, after I had them babies.
Yeah.
I was 8.5 before.
But,
squatch.
But some of the guys online and all that, they want a giantess, they call it. Mm-hmm. Like step a big, on. Big boned, big, tall, giant women with giant feet.
It's a thing where men will ask women to put their phone on the ground and act like they're stepping on it. So they can get like the POV of, oh my God, she's stepping on me.
Oh my gosh. The ways people make money.
Yeah, I mean, it's just sick.
What are we doing sitting here? Let's get to work on some of these videos. Make millions.
Yeah, if women had a foot fetish like that, I could make some money.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's never women.
You don't think any, though, in today's world? Like, of course there's women that love that.
No. There's not. I'm sure there are gay men that would pay to see my feet in an anonymous site. You know what I mean? Like if you do that where you just show the feet and all that.
Well, let's get to work.
You just don't never eat. You never hear about that. It's always the guy that's creeping on the women's feet. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I'm sure there probably is a gay guy out there. Do you have nice feet?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Okay, well, that changes things. We yeah. Let's see them dogs, boy.
Make some money, hon.
What's nice about your foot?
I don't know. I just, my nails are always neat and all like my fingernails are. You can look at a person's hands and you can tell what their feet look like because their fingers and toes a lot of times look the same.
Mm-hmm. I have crooked fingers too. Yeah,
that's the first thing I did. I was like, let me look at her hands.
Is that yeah. your resting and place she's of got your that. Pinky?
My pinky goes that way.
Is that from holding your phone?
No, I was born that way.
Yeah, and that's also those side bones in her hand.
Yep.
That's just like the bunions on her feet.
Mm-hmm. It's a mess.
No,
she's a real mess.
She doesn't have hand bunions.
I have a complex now. I got to go home.
Got hand bunions. Put your hand bunions. Yeah.
More extra funny next.